Hi there, may I speak with Lakeisha?
How can I help you?
So my name's Ethan on a recorded line. I'm following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm all right.
Glad to hear it. Now, Lakeisha, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Beg your pardon?
Were you interested in seeing if you are able to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so Lakeisha, was it you or a family member that was using hair relaxers within the past 20 years?
Myself.
Okay, and then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with any cancers?
Yes, endometriosis cancer.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I'm really sorry to hear that you're having it, or that you did have to deal with that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing a little better.
Okay, that's good. I'm really glad to hear it. You did say it was endometrial cancer, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you already have an attorney that's helping you file a claim with this?
No, I don't.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, Lakeisha, under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from other law firms, or most importantly, you haven't signed any documents or packets of information for anyone else? Is that correct?
Yes, I have not.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. And now, Lakeisha, when were you diagnosed with cancer? Do you remember the date?
2009.
You said 2009?
Yes.
Okay, just to let you know, there is a statute of limitations for this lawsuit. It actually changes depending on the state. Statute of limitations just means there is a time limit. What state were you diagnosed in?
Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, let me just go ahead and check to see. Okay, yeah, looks like you're actually in the clear then, so you would be able to participate. Do you remember the month you were diagnosed in 2009?
No, I don't remember the month.
Okay, just your best guess even. Was it maybe towards the beginning, middle, or end of the year?
Maybe close to the end, like September.
Okay, I'll go ahead and just write down September 1st, 2009. Does that sound correct enough to you?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah, gotta be.
And do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, Lakeisha?
Sharon Miller.
You said Sharon Miller?
Yes.
Okay, I would assume that's spelled S-H-A-R-O-N, last name Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, right?
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Providence.
You said
Providence Hospital. Yes, Southfield.
Okay. And this was in Detroit, Michigan, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, Southfield, gotcha. I see, is the address on 16001 West 9 Mile Road?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you for confirming for me. Yeah, sometimes it's difficult to find these addresses or hospitals, but thankfully we have the wonderful tool of Google Maps that makes things so easy for us.
Okay.
And I have their phone number here as 248-849-3000.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed with cancer, Lakeisha?
I'll say I was around 34.
34, gotcha. And are you currently living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
And were you using hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. Twice a month. Once to twice a month.
Say. Okay. Yes. On average, how many times a year do you think you use hair relaxers?
Maybe 12.
Okay. I'll put down 12. And you did already confirm that you were diagnosed at Providence Southfield, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're currently a resident of the United States, you said as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is your birthday, Lakeisha?
7/15/1978.
Okay, not too far away from my own, actually. Different years, of course, but I was born on July 30th, so we're about 2 weeks apart.
Oh, okay.
And Lakeisha, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Gotcha.
They check me for it often, but it's never been detected yet.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I hope it stays that way, of course.
Right, me too.
Additionally, Lakeisha, do you happen to know anyone else at all, any friends, family, or loved ones that might also need help with this that have used hair relaxers?
Not that I know of yet. I haven't spoke to anyone about it.
Okay, yeah, no worries at all. How old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
I'll say 18. I was still in
18.
high school.
Okay, gotcha. And was it in just in Michigan that you were using hair relaxers?
Yes, I never been out of Michigan, so.
Okay. Do you remember the approximate date you started using hair relaxers? Or I guess it might be easier to ask, what year was it when you were 18?
I can't remember right now offhand either.
Yeah,
I'm
no
sorry.
worries. I'll actually just go ahead and do some math. So you were born in 78, and you said you started using it when you were 18, right?
Yeah.
So if I add 1978 plus 18, I'm just going to calculate this because I'm also bad at math. That puts us
Okay.
down as 1996. Does that sound correct to you?
Oh, yep, that's true. That's when I graduated from high school.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Duh.
Okay. I'm assuming you don't remember the month, do you?
No, I don't
Okay.
remember.
I'll just put down
You see
January 1st, 1996, then. Is that okay with you?
this? Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. And when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I'll say 2013.
Okay, I'll put down January 1st, 2013 for us. You did say you were using it every month, right?
Yes.
Okay, between 1996 to 2013, were you using it consecutively for all those years?
Yes.
Okay, so that would have been 2013, 1996. I think that's 17. Yeah, 17 years. I'll put down
Yeah.
17 consecutive years. Okay, and were
Uh-huh.
you applying it yourself at home or did you go to a salon? Maybe both.
Both, actually.
Okay, what stores were you buying the hair relaxers from?
Beg your pardon?
What stores were you buying hair relaxer from?
The beauty supply store. Okay.
Okay,
Go
beauty supply store.
ahead.
And do you know any names or addresses of salons that were applying hair relaxer for you?
Nope, not offhand.
Okay, and if you don't know, that's perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. Currently, you're not using hair relaxers, are you?
No.
Yeah, and if you don't have any, this is okay as well, but do you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles left over of hair relaxer?
Nope, I sure don't.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at this point, it's been what, like 10 years, 11 years since you
Excuse
last
me.
used it, right? I wouldn't expect you to have
Yep.
any. What
All
products
right,
or
it's been a
what
while.
brand names were you using of hair relaxer?
TCB.
You said TCB?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. That's actually one of the less common ones. Most people I've talked to so far are using olive oil or African Pride. Those seem to be the most common. Dark and Lovely, too.
Right, because they took me off the African Pride, and it was another one, but I was in the salon, and when I came out the salon, I was using a TCB because family members were using it.
Gotcha. Okay. Were you using the TCB consecutively for the whole 17 years then?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. TCB, 17 years. And so your cancer diagnosis, you said that was in 2009, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that was definitely more than 2 years after you first started using hair relaxer for a year, right?
Right.
Okay. And you said during that time you never stopped using hair relaxer, right?
No. No, I
Okay,
have. I haven't.
gotcha.
I just.
Yeah, definitely. And then, Lakeisha, when did you first become aware of the connection between your hair relaxer usage and your cancer diagnosis?
I didn't. Someone else was talking to me about it.
Oh, okay. Do you remember approximately when that was?
I'll say 2013 because I stopped using it.
Okay, so I would guess, yeah, around the time you stopped using it then. I'll just put down 1/1/2013 for that then.
Okay.
And what kind of treatments were you receiving for your cancer, Lakeisha?
I had a few surgeries. They was trying to remove the lining up the uterus, and I went through a whole lot of treatment.
Gotcha, yeah, I understand. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you.
A liquid chemo radiation is shots though.
Gotcha. Okay. I see. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that you had to deal with all these things, Lakeisha. What date were you being treated at?
What facility?
Or what date were you treated? I'm sorry. I misspoke.
It had to be like 2009, June, July.
Okay, you said about June or July 2009?
Yes.
Okay. I just have a quick question. I know you did say you were diagnosed in, I think it was September of 2009, but you did say you were
Yes.
treated in June or July.
Yes.
Okay, that is correct. So you were treated in
Yes.
June and then but you were diagnosed in September, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay,
Well,
gotcha.
it might be the other way around, but
Right, yeah,
I
that makes
can't
more sense
remember
to me
so
because,
much.
of course, you would need to be diagnosed and then be treated.
Right, 'cause
Sure.
yeah, they diagnosed me and I was continuing with my treatments, and then in September they officially diagnosed me with it and told me it wasn't gone.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense. Okay, so the dates would be
Yeah.
correct then, as you spoke to me already.
Yeah, 'cause in September they told me it wasn't gone and I needed more treatment, and I went for more treatment.
Okay, gotcha. That makes more sense. Thank you for clarifying. Sorry about that. Yeah. And was it the same doctor and same facility that you were getting treatments from? Sharon Miller?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so that's Dr. Oops, I lost it. Yeah, there it is. Dr. Sharon Miller, Henry Ford Providence, Southfield, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming. All right. Copy and paste. Makes it so easy for us. And before this, did you have any pre-existing conditions such as diabetes, obesity, or any other previous cancers?
No, just a little acne on my face. That's about
Gotcha,
it.
yeah. Hey, me too. Don't even worry about it. And for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
What is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And then, Lakeisha, do you remember your height and weight at the time you were diagnosed?
My height was 5'5". My weight was like 180.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name down here as Lakeisha Hopkins, spelled LakeishaHopkins, Hopkins. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by?
L, middle initial L.
L as in Larry, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you have a suffix? Like, for example, are you a junior or senior?
No, I'm only 45, 46 actually.
Gotcha, yeah. And what is your social?
Can I wait to give you that? I am in a grocery store.
Yeah, I totally understand, Lakeisha, but in order to participate or move forward with the intake, I do require at least the last four. That's just how the attorneys that we partner with pull your medical records on your behalf.
The last five, the last 4, 5, 4, 0, 9.
You said 5409, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then I have your primary email down here as LakeishaHopkins844@gmail.com, right?
Yes, that's
Okay, and then is this the number that we're calling on? Is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
Gotcha. This is your mobile phone, I'm guessing.
Yes, the only number, the only phone
Okay, yeah.
number.
Actually, right, I'm silly me. You said you're at the store. Of course, it has to be a mobile phone. And Lakeisha, what's the best address to reach you at? Your primary mailing address?
3863 8th Street, Ecorse, Michigan. Zip code 48229.
You said 3863 8th Street?
Yes.
Okay. 3863 8th Street. And sorry, what was the zip code for me one more time? I apologize.
48229.
Gotcha. Okay, let me just go ahead and just look up the address here just to make sure I have it correctly
Hi, how are
because,
you?
as you can imagine, there are like 1,000 different 3863 8th Streets.
Right. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, and which city did you say this was in?
Ecorse, Michigan.
E-course mission. Gotcha. Okay, I have it here. I'll just read it back to you one more time. 3863 8th Street, E-course, Michigan, 48229.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for confirming.
And then, Lakeisha, do you have medical documentary support that for your date of diagnosis?
Yes, I do have medical records.
Okay. Do you have copies of them?
I have them. I don't have copies. I have them.
Okay, but you do know they exist, and if they were at a hospital, you would be able to contact a doctor for them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you would be able to provide them by mail or electronically, or both?
Yes, I guess I could get copies and mail them to you.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Honestly, from what I know, you probably actually won't need to do that. The attorneys that we partner with can pull your medical records on your behalf, like I did mention. Now, we're actually almost done here, Lakeisha. The last thing I need is I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just in case anything happens to you and we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time, but otherwise we would never reach out to them. Do you have anyone you want to use as emergency contact?
No, not right now.
Okay, you don't have any friends or family member you would want to put down?
I have a daughter, a 23-year-old daughter. I have to get the number.
You don't know her number off the hand right now?
No, not offhand. She has a new number.
Okay,
so
no worries.
I don't have it offhand.
Yeah. I'll just put down on notes here that you don't know her number right now and you need to get it later. What's her name?
Lauren Collins. Lauren, L-A-U-R-Y-N, Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Lauren, L-A-U-R-Y-N, last name, H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, actually, Lakeisha, we're done with the intake process. Now, all I need to do is I need to draft up some documents for you to sign digitally. You can actually do that on your phone, and it should only take about 1 to 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Additionally, I'll just read off a quick checklist about everything you need to cover, just so I can make sure that all of this information is correct, so you can stop me if anything sounds wrong, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did confirm that you don't have an attorney already that's helping you with this. Was you that was diagnosed with uterine cancer after using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And then you were diagnosed at least 2 years after you started using hair relaxers for a full year?
Yes.
You were using it at least 4 times in a year?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And then lastly, you were diagnosed in Michigan, which does fall inside the statute of limitations. Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to go ahead and start drafting these documents. So I'll go ahead and read just a few items of your information, like your name and address as well. And then once I've confirmed that's correct, I'll have it sent over to you for you to view and sign, okay?
Okay.
Just a second. Let me go ahead and hop over to my end and see the draft here. And okay, so your full name, Lakeisha L. Hopkins. We did already confirm that, of course. You live at 3863 8th Street, E-Course, Michigan, 48229.
Yes.
Gotcha. Your date of birth is July 15th, 1978.
Yes.
And the last four of your social is 5409.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Lakeisha, what I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end. You should be receiving a text message momentarily that will contain a DocuSign link.
Okay.
Let me know when you receive it.
Get a document. Go
yes,
ahead.
Yeah, you should have received a link that comes from DocuSign.
Go here.
And then whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and click it. The process to sign it is straightforward, but I'll be here on the line if you need any help. It should only take about a minute or two. Just so you know as well, these are just... Yes, it should be in your text messages.
Okay, it just came through.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to see a link containing a DocuSign. It's pretty straightforward. All you have to do is click through it and draw your signature or initials a few times. Just for your information, these are retaining documents stating that the law firm we rep- that we partner with has permission to pull your medical records and that they're representing you for this case.
Okay.
And when you're done signing it as well, a copy will be emailed to you directly. And yeah, it's pretty easy, but in case you do need any help, I'll just be here on the line waiting, so you just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And then whenever you're finished, just let me know. That way I can review it on my end as well.
Okay. You are all done signing.
Okay. Perfect. Looks like I just received it on my end, so I'll give it a quick once over just to make sure everything worked correctly here. And okay, yeah, that looks good on my end, Lakeisha. I really do appreciate your time. From here on out, you should just be expecting a call from the attorney partners that you've just signed up with sometimes within the next several days. Hopefully it comes within 24 to 40 hours. Maybe it can take a week sometimes. It just depends on how busy or backed up they are on the intake side. That's just to go ahead and double check and reconfirm everything we've talked about. So it'll be a call similar to this one. From there on out, that should be the last thing you do. You'll need to do, and the attorneys will be handling everything else, okay?
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, just make sure you look out for that call coming sometime in the next several days or the next week or so. And that's all I needed from you today, though, Lakeisha, and I do wish you all the best.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. I appreciate it.